Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
64 Ways of Being is a, or will be, a free-to-play app launched later this year. The Creative State Commission, which is funded by Creative Victoria, who are curious to see what would happen if they supported public artworks of scale. So in this case, it's a city-wide augmented reality game. It's a public artwork, but it's also a live art experience and a game. So it brings together these different kind of creative platforms to lead people through experiences within inner Melbourne by listening to audio, by playing in the streets using augmented reality.
Just to clarify for the listeners who might not be aware of it, what do we mean by the term augmented reality?
Most games are about a fictional place. This is a game that takes you and turns you into a player on the street in the actual kind of lived experience of the city of Melbourne. So you play 64 Ways of Being using your smartphone. And so what might happen is you are led down a laneway or into a public square or into a park, and then you're asked to use your phone camera to look at the environment around you. And as you do so, creatures or graphics or objects or perhaps a world appears on your phone screen. You're able to walk into that world and interact with it using the augmented reality that's situated on your phone screen.
So for this project, you're seeking the contribution of Melbourne's multicultural communities.
Yeah, so this is a game that's about Melbourne and more importantly about the city, the urban environment, the character of the city, its identity. There's many things that Melbourne's known for. But one of the things it's known for is its cultural and linguistic diversity. So part of what we're looking for in this project is a way to draw that out. And so we've put out a survey and a call for words that are hard to translate into English. So they're words that are kind of so particular to a specific culture or community that, you know, for me to translate them to English, I've got to, you know, basically tell a whole story. And so this is really interesting because it speaks to that diversity, you know, because the fact that even though we do live in what's called a multicultural society, really a lot of the kind of ideas and kind of ways that the world is presented are pretty monocultural, and, you know, smartphones are part of that, the way that the information is kind of organized. So we're looking to create a platform where there really is a diversity of language right from the outset in terms of the way that these augmented reality encounters are presented, the language used in the app. So we're looking for words, particularly words that connect to a way of being and a feeling or an emotion that's, you know, difficult to translate into English. We have actually tried one word from the Greek language in the project already, which came up from another source before we had the survey, and I'm probably not going to pronounce this correctly, but I can try. It's this kind of word, which is to do with the kind of irrepressible kind of desire for freedom. And we've used it. It kind of appears in a laneway at the moment, just off Little Bourke Street, where there's a character that people will start to encounter. And this word is eleftheromania, and it's a kind of this manic or frantic zeal for freedom.
Eleftheromania. That's how we call
Thank
it.
Thank you. That's how you say it. So we're looking for each of the words that we bring into the work. We're going to find a place in the city where it makes sense. So, for example, one of the words that we've been exploring is this kind of a word from Mandarin, which is qi cheng. And it's a kind of way of talking about the energy field that happens in a public space that's surrounding and connecting all the beings in that space. So that's something that you experience on the street sometimes, but often not. You know, often when you're moving through the city, you're kind of just being very functional and transactional. You're just getting from place to place. You're not stopping to experience the world around you. And in our app, we want to introduce people to a range of different ways of being, a range of different ways of seeing the world and being in the world, so that their experience of that world is richer. They feel more connected. They feel more kind of aware of their surroundings. First and foremost, it's an artwork. It's a game. So it's about experience. It's a kind of arts and cultural experience. You can also kind of speculate on the perhaps broader impact in terms of perhaps social cohesion and connection that might occur if people did have a broader or kind of wider respect of different ways of being in the world.
So from the words you get from the survey, you're going to pick 64 in the end.
Yeah, well, this is a challenge. I mean, this project is bigger than the app. You know, through my research into urban play at RMIT University, I'm kind of looking at further projects down the track, because even in Melbourne, there's over 251 languages spoken. I think that's the census data. So we're going to find it hard to fit all of this in. But the criteria we're using in terms of this, the app that we're releasing later this year, will really be about matching words to play. So finding, you know, like I was saying before, a home for each of these words. But the database itself will inform other projects or, you know, other expressions of this concept through research into urban play. It's a difficult task. I mean, already some of the responses from the survey that we've had, there's such a rich kind of range and all kind of ideas, those different worldviews, those different kind of ways of seeing the world.
And one final question. So the game is from Melbourne, obviously. Is the survey also addressed to, you know, people from multicultural backgrounds from other parts of Australia?
Oh, certainly. Some of these words travel. Some of them might be really specific. A population as kind of diverse as you'd find in Greece, there would be kind of local dialects and words and things like that. So that's also something I'm curious to find out. You know, some of these words, we haven't found any yet, but there might be words that are specific to Melbourne. But the survey is definitely open to all of Australia and beyond.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.